We begin the current daven and the second daven. No, we begin them on days. We begin the Tzeis Masel. We begin with the words of the Gemara. And Chad Toni She'eva. One says it's Simchas Beis Hashayeva, the joy of the drawing. Now the simple understanding is drawing of the water. But Yishalmi Farish and Yishalmi, they explain actually it's in a more spiritual way. From there is where they would draw the Holy Spirit. Because the divine presence rests from joy, like it says, and of course, there was a great joy over there, and therefore they drew the Ruach HaKodesh. So he says in the puzzle, it was when the player was playing, but he loved Ruach Hashem, and then the Spirit of God rested in him. And the Yerushalmi brings the story with Yaina, that Shahim Oiler Golem, he was from those who were Oiler Regal during the pilgrimages. And it was during the Simchas She'eva that's when the divine presence rested him. He's the Navi of the Sefer Yoyim. Continue with the next Tzeis Masel, to begin with the words of the Gemara. B'chata Nechashuva, another one says that it's not She'eva, but rather Simchas Beis HaChashuva, that which is distinguished. Now, Mereshman says the Vodzor, interesting, in the beginning of Vodzor, of Beis HaMadav, Gabi Idehin Be'idehin. One says with an I, one says with an Aleph. The first time a man did Tani Idehin, the Gemara explains, why is the one who says with an Aleph, my time of Tani Idehin, why didn't say with an I? Now, B'shmait Nulei Dai Kochi, in our sugi, it doesn't explain why the one who says Chashuva doesn't say She'eva and the rivers. And B'libiduch the Tuvi. So to many places it doesn't ask that. B'rish Ketz Ma'abrin, Erevin Dafnei Gimel Ma'alaph, Ma'abrin, Ma'abrin, one with Ayin, one with Aleph, Peku Gizlabaster, but become a Kofet Azam and Bezgab, but Masikin, Matzikin, B'rish Pekshin, Yivamas, Tavit Zayin, Ma'alaph, B'rish Shayin, B'shniya, B'Peku Mashil, and B'edaf Lamahim and Bez. And Tesis doesn't explain why, Tesis is bothered by that question. So it just says that sometimes we see that they do ask and sometimes they don't ask. Here with the next text, the Masel that begins with the words Zigmar, Rabban Sabri and Rabban Hold, that Ikashir is Bepeh. The primary song at Levim was with their mouth, and therefore the instruments are not going to be part of the primary avodah. Then the Pesach Medecha Shabbos. That sounds like from over here that according to Yisuf, according to Rabbanon, that the Shir of a carbon is the instruments are not Deicha because you can fill it through their singing. Tzai says, "Tame, it's a wonder because Perikam makes it to fill in the Gemara. Even Dafkav Beis and Beis. Now we learn the Mishnah. Kaiyshin Nima B'Mikdash. We say we could tie a string in the Beis Hamikdash. I believe in Medina, but not outside of the Beis Hamikdash, because now let us fix a vessel on Shabbos. And bigger time, the Amar, there's the Tana that's brought in the Gemara that disagrees and he says, Lahay Kaiyshel Oinva. No, they wouldn't tie a string of the harps. Rather, they would tie it as a bow. Now the Adkan LePligi, the whole Machlekes they have over there." Is a little bit taken clean. It's only with fixing the actual instrument. If you could actually do that, idachi Shabbos, if it overrides Shabbos, mishum machshir carbon, because of the preparatory things of the carbon, because it's not to avoid this, preparing it to be able to do the avoid with it. And that's the machlekes of a sheer atzma, but to play the instrument itself, that'll cool down a dachi. Seems like according to everyone, is deicha. The whole shaila was, can you fix the instrument to play it? But it sounds like with the instrument that you could. And our sugya makes it sound like that. No. If you don't think a sheer is bepeh, then you can't even play the instrument. There's 12 days a year. They would play the flute in front of the altar. When they slaughtered the first carbon Pesach, Pesach Sheni, the second Pesach Sheni, the second carbon Pesach, the first day of Pesach, and 8 days of Sukkot. These are the days when they say Chal, and this is when they would play the flute. So I'm a Dachar Shabbos Yom Tov. Obviously, we see that the Dachar Shabbos and Yom Tov, the Efshalosh Manis Meachag B'Lei Shabbos, it's not possible to have the 8 days of circus without a Shabbos of every 7 days. I thought according to Yisim, you can't play the instruments on Shabbos. Now, Levimim by Abba, the Masi B'Shmai Narkum, Levimim by Abba, that he concludes over here in our Sugi, that B'Shir Shosh Eva Plegi says the whole Machlik is regarding the playing the songs of the Simchas Beis Eva. That's the machlekes of a shishal carbon lekol amadocha. But regarding the song of the carbon, according to everyone's day chazanicha, makes sense that yeah, you could play the instruments, and these are all talking about regarding regular carbonus. But Ravisa the Hochi tells him a brisa. Ravisa over here that we refute him from a brisa that we prove that the machlekes is regarding the shishal Eva, but everyone agrees by shishal carbon. Tells him bothered. What do you mean? Why don't you ask for all these mishnayos and erichin and erivin that we brought? So that says what you have to say is the Masnin, the Erech, and the Erevin have a mukilur abuse of reason. Where to explain they're going to abuse of Yehuda, who he permits the not like the Rabban and the different maskal of our Tosfos. He says that the Ikashira is bekli, and the Rabban, however, disagree, and therefore, but Yehuda would that he would agree if you see that that but the Shir Shoshana Eva wouldn't be Teicha. So therefore that answers all the questions, because he would say the Olak Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. But since there's Miyu Kad, it's still difficult, because the Pesivitam and Nishchan, the Gemara Pesachim, and the Samachim and Alf Mashma, it sounds like the Bilsa Pesachim, the Ein Shavus B'Mikdash. Sounds like that there's no Yisrud Rabban in the Bilsa Mikdash. And Philip Nelson, the Machma Hossam, he agrees the Shavus Tzricha, that when it's necessary, Yisrud Rabban, he too, they did permit. But it's not the Perek, and so we learned in the Perek, definitely Gimel Bezga, but Tekiyah Shal Mikdash, regarding the Tekiyah that they blew in the Bilsa Mikdash. So B'chol Yoyim, every single day, so Gemara later on, definitely Gimel, Hayusham Esrim ba'achas tkeis. There were 21 blasts of the shayva filled by Shabbos and Shabbos. Kedayk be'gemara like the Gemara is medayk, because the B'chol Yom Tznan it says every single day, even on Shabbos. Although Shabbos the Polish from Tana, we don't find any Tana disagreeing on this. And again, it sounds like that according to everyone, you are playing instruments on Shabbos. But don't say the hundred tkeis that I say. Oh, the reason is because those tkeis of shayva, which I learned from the Katz b'chatzaitz, always say chem that's the raisa, and therefore you would daicha Shabbos according to everyone. Whereas a regular instrument regarding the hakarbas a carbon, that's only rabbanon. So it says no, you can't say that because the shalish l'psicha sharm, because you had three blasts that they blew for the opening of the gates. But the tkeis nami shalish, and also there was three blasts kedei lahavtal amma malacha to stop the people from doing work on Erev Shabbos. And to remind people that it's becoming Shabbos, and we see that the Yom Tov Shachal is Erev Shabbos, that you would do it on Erev Shabbos even though it's on Yom Tov. Nam Perikam Nechulam Lagun, the first Perikam Nechulam Beis Yom Tov Shachal is Erev Shabbos, and the Yom Tov falls on Erev Shabbos. Toikin, they would blow these blasts, but Lim Avdilin, they wouldn't do Avdol because they're going to Mocham at a good time. Shari Mishan Ben Bemiktsis. Now they would do this key is a little bit of a shinui. Farshal and Tamar Gemara, like the Gemara explains the reasoning. But the Chalhani, the Hasim, the Rabbanon, the Lagaz of Mikdash, now all those tkiyas over there are rabbinic, and still, the Lagaz of Mikdash, we were not geyser to make it forbidden based on Mikdash. You had a Bebil HaMayim, but you want to say over here regarding the Nisach HaMayim, the Chsev, that it says in the Pasuk, which have to Mayim Besasin, that it's saying that you should have this joy, and still you tell me Gaza that they were geyser and made it forbidden, why would it be more Machmer by Nisach more than the tkiyas? Unless it says, for somebody, you could say is that the shear on the carbon and by the Simcha Sheva was different. Because, since there were so many instruments, chalilim, flutes, kinaris, naharbis, mazaltayim, navalim, the cymbals and the lyres, shetrichim, the second tother, which you always have to be fixing the instruments, because of butfei, therefore there were geyser more over there, mahanach the sagi, b'shefer, from the tkis, which is sufficient with a shefer, leboy tikkun, but you don't really have to fix it. Now, since you have all these instruments, once we were guys on the other instruments, because now it's late for the Milamayim Yom Tov, they were guys also not even to blow the tkiyas, filling up the water on Yom Tov, even though you're right, by the Shevet Blast, there's no real fixing going on. Like it's obvious later on the period of Nundalm and Beis, that it's not only the shear that they said you couldn't do, but even the tkiyas became forbidden because of that, even though there's no real concern of a fixing by the Shevet, because the Parach, the Gemara asks, this that the Tanda doesn't count the tkiyas, which are not every single year. The Gemara says, is that really so? But if that's the case, Erev Shabbos Shabbat Teicha Chag, not Milil Chashver, then it shouldn't have counted the case when you have Erev Shabbos that falls out in Milil Sukkis by Chol HaMoed. You shouldn't have counted it, because in the Lashkechan, sometimes it'll happen that it won't even happen. Why? Because in the Chal Yom Tov Rishon Shechag by Erev Shabbos. So let's say the first day of Sukkis falls out to be on Erev Shabbos, which then Erev Shabbos falls out to be on Shemini Atzeres. Claimer, in other words, that the Gemara wants to ask that you shouldn't have said the 48 tkiyas on such a day because it's not every single year. Claimer, in other words, the patzilu tkiyas because you're going to be missing when it falls out the first day of Yom Tov. You're going to be missing out tkiyas because mishum b'lei tak l'milamayim, because you're not filling it up. You're not blowing for the filling up the water. The reason is like what he explained. L'fishri gilin b'hu l'harbis b'shar k'lei shir b'lei mispah, because you have all these other instruments with an unlimited amount. The Pirkei we learned in the Pirkei of the Nav on the days, and then we are concerned for fixing. And because there's Shleiskul Klos, never there were guys that had to blow it all, and therefore again, Tais resolved the question that it's different from a veer by the Simchas V'Sheva by the carbon. We have so many instruments, and from regular tekiah, we only have a Sheva, and they were not concerned for any fixing.